Hier noch ein Dalder mit Beis. Hier, two Dalds, hier, ein Dalder mit Beis. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Movui, Shetzidoi Echod, Oibe Kechovim. You have a Movui in alleyway, the picture you have here in Rashi, that on one side, on the left side, only a goy lives. Movui, Shetzidoi Echod, Oibe Kechovim. On one side of the Movui, a goy lives. Betzido Yechod Yisrael, and on the other side of the Movi, there's a Beit Yisrael. Or Yisrael lives there. Betzido Yechod Yisrael. Now the din is Ein Ma'arvin Oisoi Derech Haloinois. You can't be Ma'arv on the right side, the house that the Yisrael lives, with another house on the right of that house through the windows. Derech Haloinois. Lahatiroi Derech Psochim LaMovi. In order to be Matir, the second house on the right side, to carry into the Movi. Let's look at the picture here in Rashi. You have the Movi is in the middle. The left side is the Chotzah belongs to the Yisrael. Now on the right side, on the first top box here, is a house that belongs to Yisrael. Now right on the right to that, and another one on the right to that, another two houses also belong to Yisrael. Now the right two houses have like a chaloim. They have only a window that they could pass it into the house in front of it. And the middle house also has a window that I can pass into the house right next to the chotzer, right next to the movi. So we're saying now, Chiddush, that these right three houses can't make an Aruv Chatzera together in order to be matter to carry kelim from the right house to the middle house, into the left house, into the movi. We're not allowed to make an Aruv Chatzera here. We'll soon see the Maskonari, it's a new Gzera. It's a Gzera that really, there's only one Beis Yisrael, the left house here, that has a right to use this Movi. And on the other side of the Movi, there's a Goy living there. So really, the Rabbonin don't like it that a Yisrael is living in the same Movi with only one Goy is living there. So therefore, the Rabbonin want that this Yisrael should move out of here. So therefore, the Rabbonin do not want that the two right houses should have any right to carry into the left house, into the Movi. Today that the left house here shouldn't feel like he has friends next to him. Therefore, with the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to make a Ruvi Chatzeris to be matter these three houses to carry one to the other into the Movi. A new din the Rabbonin that it's awesome. So that's what Jeb Yudam Rav is saying. That even though, really, to carry into this Movi, the Yisrael himself is mutter to carry into the Movi. Because there's nobody living there. The only one other person living in the Movi is a Goy. So one Goy and one Yisrael don't ask a Zel there. So really, the Yisrael himself is allowed to carry into the Movi. Just the right two houses here, they don't have a right to carry from their windows into the next house, into the third house, next to the Movi. Today, we don't want people to live next to a Goy. Yeah. So then it's Ein Marvin Oyser Derech Haloinois, La'atiroi Derech Psoch of the Movi. They can't, like, make an error through the Haloin. Today, that will have a right then, like the living in the left house here, and then the left house has a Pesach, an opening into the Movi, they should be able to carry into the Movi. That's no good. So Rashi says, Ein, there's Ein Marvin Derech Haloinus Latir, Derech Tzoch in the Movi. Im Yesh Boti Yisrael Eitzel, Eitzel Beis Asher Yisrael Zeh, Psucha Es Lushus Rabin. It's in the right two boxes here, on top, are two houses belong to Yisrael, that they all, each one has their own entrance to the Rishus Rabin. V'lei the Movi, they don't have their own entrance into the Movi. V'chaloinus b'neim, all the one house has to the next house are windows. That one window opens up into the next window. Is ein marvin zem ze, you can't make an Arab together, these right two houses, derechaloinus zeim, to use their windows that they have a right to carry through, loitzi kaleim l'movi derech pischoi shal zem. In order to carry out their chairs all the way out into the Movi, how will they do that? They'll hand it from one window to the middle house, then to the left house, and then the left house has a Pesach into the Movi. That's also to make such an Erev Chatzeris. Le Movi, the time of Mepharsha Kamei. The Gemara will soon explain why not. Like, really, Mikra, then it should be Mutter. Why not? If you have these top three houses here, they should have a right to make an Erev Chatzeris together, to carry from one house to another house to another house. And it's like one big house here, and also there should be a lot of carry into the Movi, because in the Movi you have nobody answering on them. There's only one guy living there, one Yisrael, and the guy is Mutter. So really it should be Mutter. We'll soon see what exactly why you're not allowed to do it. Omalei Abaye, Sabayis, Omalei Abaye the Rav Yosef, Sabayis Rav Yosef. Omar Rav Afilu B'chotzer, is it true that Rav say this din even a gay to a chotzer? Not where you have a Movi in the middle. Let's say it's time the gay you have a Yisrael's house, that opens up into a chotzer, and another guy also has a house opening up into this chutzur. So really only two houses open up into the chutzur, a guy's house and a Yisrael's house. Now the same story, next to the Yisrael's house on his right side, there are two other houses that they only have a window that opens up into one into the other. But the right two houses do not open up into the chutzur. Almost like this picture here. Just instead of being a mavi in the middle, it's a chutzur in the middle. What would be the din in the same case? Do these two right houses have a right to make an erev with the left house here in order to carry into the chutzur? That was the shaila. Did Rav say it by chutzur also, or did Rav only say it by a mavi? Oma lay in. He said yes, Avad the Rav said the same svara by a chutzur also. Dila Yomar, because if you want to tell me some svara that Rav did not say it, as you want to say a svara, maybe Rav only said this din by a mavui and not by a chotzer. My, what will be the svara? Dila Yomar, my have my. Dila Yomar, my have amina. What would you think, time of the Rav? What would you think the time of Rav is that Rav only asks by a mavui and not by a chotzer? You would tell me, Mishum Diksovar, Ein Movui Nito Belechi Vikoro, Achie Batim Vechatzeroi Psuchim Letoichoi. I tell you what, that Rav's din is, you know why by Movui it's awesome? Because that a Movui is Mutter with a Lechi Vikoro. There's a Movui the alleyway. Here, let's say it only has three walls, usually a Movui. The fourth wall is only a Lechi and a Koro. So when do we say a Movui has a Heter, like we had before, only if you have two Chatzerim opening up into it, and in each Chatz you have two houses opening up into it. So maybe here, that's why it's not Chal here. Because here, all you have is just, like, on the other side, the Chatz or the Goy, we'll soon see a Svar, the Goy's Dira is not called a Dira. So really, all you have is just one Chatz or opening up into the Movui, that's why Rav said it's no good. Maybe that's Rav's Svar. It's only a svara by a mavi that it's no good, because this is not called, you have two different chatzeros opening up into the mavi. But a bezoi by a chatzer alone, maybe it should be mutter. That's what you want to say. Whereas why is it no good here by the mavi again? If that would be the svara of Rav, then v'tarti lomali. Why does Rav have to say this din two times? Rav already said it din before in Amud Aleph, he said already, that a yisoid of a mavi is, a Movi is only Hutar with a Lechi if there are two Chatzerim opening up into the Movi, and in each Chatz you have to have two houses. Now here you don't have two Chatzeris. So why did Rav have to say his din a second time for? So the Gemara din meyahi, I'll give you a teretz, that wouldn't be so shver. If from the first din we had, if from this din right here, din meyahi, havamino, diras oivik echovim, shimei dira. Maybe I would say what, the Goy's dira is called a dira. Maybe I would think. But Rashi have a mina shma dira l'ha milsa k'mashmulam. Now maybe Rav telling me a chiddush here that from the first din to say that a mavi has to have two chatzeres opening up into it. Yes, I'd say maybe he do have two chatzeres. On the left side we have a goy's chatzer. On the right side we have a Yisrael's chatzer. So maybe a goy's chatzer is also called a chatzer. As I was saying, have a mina diras avik chavish shmei dira. Maybe a goy's dira is called a dira k'mashmulam. That maybe that's Rav's chiddush over here. That Rav's Chiddush is known. The Diras Ovi Kechavim Loishema Dira. That a Goy's Dira is not called a Dira. So therefore, maybe that's what Rav was saying. You know why here this Movi, you can't make an Amuv Chatzer to carry into the Movi? Because the Movi only has a Lechi Vekor. It doesn't have a real fourth wall. And this Movi doesn't have two Chatzeres opening up into it. Because on the left side, what opens up? Only a Chatzer belongs to a Goy. And a Chatzer belongs to a Goy, Loishema Dira. Just like we had before, really a guy living in a house is lev shemei dira. Where a guy lives, really, it's not called living. Just the Rabbanu will machmudo negate Ilchas Ervin that you're not allowed to carry out from Yaus into the Chotzer, calls them on the guy is there unless you rent his reshus. But that was only a chumra, we don't want you to live to a guy. But here in the Gaya to give you a heter, are you allowed to carry in this movi? A movi has to have two chatzeres? No. A guy's chotzer, in fact, a guy lives in a bayis. That opens up into that chotzer, it's not called a dira. So maybe that's what Rav has to say is din over here. That this is not called two chatzerim opening up, because when a guy lives in a chotzer, he's the only one living there, leishimei dira. Let Rav only say that in here. Let him just say over here that the Movi is not Hutter. And the Melai would know, what's the swear why it's not Hutter here? Because you don't have two chatzerim opening up. So the Marnein. I would think, lo yadana batim kamam. I would not know how many houses you have to have open up into each chotzer. I would think a Movi has to have two chatzerim opening up into it. Now, how many houses have to be in each chotzer? I would not know. Maybe it's enough one house in the chotzer. Now you know why here it's no good in our case? Because Bechlau, the left chotzer that belongs to the guy, is not called the dira. So it's as if you only have mamish one chotzer. That's why Rav said it's no good. So rabbis tell us, kamashma, another chiddush, no, that there are two chesronis. A movi has to have true two chotzers opening up into the movi, but in each chotzer you have to have two batim opening up. That's why Rav had to say two halachis. Kamashmalon, batim train. Kamashmalon, that you have to have two houses open up into each chotzer. So Mel, that's what Abaya is Rabbi Yosef. Is Rav Svara here a Svara only in Movi? Mashenken by Chotzer, this Svara would not apply. And the Svara why in Movi is, because Allah of a Movi is, you have to have two Chotzer opening up. And here you don't have two Chotzers opening up. Mashenken, if there only be a Chotzer in between, by a Chotzer there's no halacha how many houses have to open up into a Chotzer. So maybe by a Chotzer Rav didn't say a din. That's why Abaya is the Shaila. Did Rav say this din even by a Chotzer, or maybe only by a Movi? But now that you answered back, Hashtag the Yom Rav, Afilu Chotzer, but now that you're telling me no, that Rav even said the same halacha by a Chotzer, that if this middle thing was not a Movi, it was the Chotzer, and if you have on the left side one house, the Goy's house opening up into the Chotzer, and on the right side only one Yisrael, a bias of one Yisrael opens up into the Chotzer, just you have two houses on the right of that house, that they do not open up into the chotzer. They only have a window that opens up one into the other. Rav also says here also, you can't make an Erev Chatzeris. Now what's the svar? Why not? Here there's no chsarn in the chotzer, you don't need two chatzerim. So why can't you make an Erev Chatzeris here? No, the svar from Rav is like we said before. Taima de Rav de Kosovar Osar Lasais Yochid B'mokam Oiv Dikachovim. Kol Zaman, there's only one Yisrael living next to a guy. The Rabbonim don't want you to have any heterim that other people can carry into your house also. Like here, this picture. Let's say it's a chutz in the middle. So on the left side, you have one Goyish house opening up, and on the right side, you have one Yisrael house opening up. So the mindset is there's only one Yisrael living here with a Goy. The Rabbonim don't like that. They want to make it hard for the Yisrael. Today, you should move out of here. So therefore, the Rabbonim made a takonim that even though next to the Yisrael's house, there are two other Yisraelim's house that have windows opening up into the Yisrael's house, the Rabbonim don't want those Yisraelim to be ruggled to carry into this Yisrael's house, to carry into his chotzer. Because then he'll feel secure. If this Yisrael has his friends that have a right to carry into my house, he'll feel secure living next to the guy. I'm not afraid of the guy. I have my two friends next to me living as I could carry into my house also. Therefore, the Rabbonim made a takana nothing doing. The two houses on the right side can't make an Erev Chatzeris with the left Yisrael's house. Therefore, the Yisrael is going to feel like he's alone, living in the chotzer with a guy, and he'll move out of here. That's Rav Svara. So, Melo, there's no difference between a movi and a chotzer. The Svara applies both cases. Yeah. And Rashi says, also last is Rashi, Lodo Yochei B'mokim Movi Kechovim, Shlo Yilmod Mimaisa. The Rabbanon don't want you to learn bad things from a guy. Lefikoch, Lo Yarvu Elu Imoi. The Rabbanon don't want the neighbors to make an Erev with this person. Not to use the Mavi with him. He should only be a single person. He'll be afraid of the Goy and he'll take a move out of here. That's what the Rabbanon wanted. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosef. If this is the Pshat and Rav, Hainu de Shemanu le Lerebi, Lerab Tavlo, to Yomer Oivi Kechovim, Oivi Kechovim. Trey Zimni. I heard Rav Tavlo say over this halacha two times. I didn't know what he was saying. But now I know what he was saying. The reason why he said over two times, to tell us, the Yisra here is not a new Yisra Mavui, you need two Chatzerim, it's an Yisra of a Goy. That the Rabbanon don't want you to live next to a guy, so they made it hard on the one base Yisrael living next to the guy. Nobody can make an Erev Chatzeris with you. That's the time around. So that's why he said over two times the double Lashon, Oivik Chavim, Oivik Chavim. We also Rashi's second shot is he said it two times to tell us that Rav means to say as a locha both by a Mavui and by a Chotzer. The same svar applies to both cases.
Yeah.
So that's the Mishnah. Shtei Chatzeris zu lifnim mizu. This we had this mission before a few times already. If you have two chotzers that are one inside the other one, an inner chotzer and then an outer chotzer, and the inner chotzer, the only way they could go out is through the outer chotzer. they have no entrance to the exit to the Rishus Rabin. The inner chatzer always has to walk out through the outer chatzer. So shtei chatzeres, zu v'fnimi zu. Irvu ha-pnimis. Let's say the inner chatzer, the people living there, all the houses in the inner chatzer, made an erev chatzer together. V'loi irvu ha-chitzoinim. But the people living in the outer chatzer, they did not make an erev chatzeres together. Is alocha pshita ha-pnimis muteris. The people living in the inner chatzer, their erev chatzeres helps. They're allowed to carry out from their house into the chatzer. Because we say the outer people have no right to walk on the inside. Like the outer people, when they want to go out, they just don't walk out through the Rishus Rabim. They don't have to come into the Pnimis. So therefore, the Pnimis is by itself. And since they live near Chatzeres, they're mutter to carry out into their chatzer. Mashenken v'yachitzoyna asura. But the outer chatzer is also because they didn't make an Eruv Chatzeres. Since they didn't make an Eruv Chatzeres, they're not allowed to carry out from their house into their chatzer. What about hachitzoyna of aloy ha-pnimis? Let's say only the people living in the outer chatzer made an eruv chatzeres that they wanted to carry out from their house into the chatzer. V'lo yapnimis, but the people living in the inner chatzer did not make an eruv chatzeres at all. Is alocha shteyem asuras. Both chatzerim are also to carry out from the house into the chatzer. Now the pnimis, the people living in the inner chatzer, treated the chatzer. They didn't make an eruv chatzeres. Now the chiddush is, but since the pnimis have a right to walk through the outer chatzer, because that's the only exit to the Rishus Rabim, so that's called the regel ho asura b'mkoymo. In their own mokum, the pnimis, they're also to carry out from their house into the chatzer. So a regel, people that are walking, that are also carry out in their place, when they walk through another chatzer, they ask around the other chatzer. Therefore, the pnimis, when they walk through the outer chatzer, even though the people in the outer chatzer made an error by themselves, but these people break that eruv, because when they have a right to walk through the outer chatzer, it's as if they're living in the outer chatzer. Now that they're living in the outer chatzer, they didn't make an eruv with them. Therefore, they asur on them. And this goes according to the Rabbanim even, because this is called a regel who asur b'mkoymoy. In their own place, the panimis, they're not allowed to carry out. So therefore, when they walk through the outer chatzer, they asur on the outer chatzer. Yeah. What about eruv zu liyatzma v'zu liyatzma? Now here's the machlokes. The Bnei Chitzoyna, the people living in the outer chatzer, made their own Eruv Chatzeres. And the people living in the inner chatzer made their own Eruv Chatzeres. Is the Halacha, the Rabbanon hold, at least the Tanakam holds, Zumu Teres Bifnei Yatzma, the Zumu Teres Bifnei Yatzma. Both of them are allowed to carry out from their house into the chatzer. So the Pnimius, Pshit is allowed to carry out, because they have their own Eruv Chatzeres, and nobody else comes into their chotzer, so they're allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. But the chiddush here is that Bnei Chitzoyna are also allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer, even though the people living in the inside have a right to walk through the outer chotzer. So why don't they ask on the outer chotzer? Look, when the people living on the inside, when they walk through the outer chotzer, let's look as if that regel now lives in the outer chotzer. And if they're living in the outer chotzer, they didn't make an erev with the outer chotzer. So why isn't mutter? But the pshat of the Tanakama holds that a regel ha-muteris bin koimoi does not aser. Now, since these people, where they live in the inner chotzer, they have their own erev chotzeris. They're allowed to carry out from their house into their chotzer. That's called a regel ha-muteris bin koimoi, are people that are allowed to carry out. So such people, even they walk through another chotzer, don't aser on the next chotzer. This is the Tanakama svarim. And the loch we hold like this. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva oyster. Rabbi Akiva holds no. That even though Rabbi Akiva oyster hachitzoyna, Rabbi Akiva says the outer chotzer is not allowed to carry. Why? Shadrisa so regel oysrosa. That even though the people living in the inner chotzer, they made their own erev chatzeres. So they're allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. So that's called a regel hamuteres b'mkoymoy. Still, when they walk through the outer chotzer, they didn't make an erev with the outer chotzer. So Rabbi Akiva holds, when they walk through the outer chotzer, it's as if they're living in that chotzer now, and they aser on the outer chotzer. That says, even a regel hamateres bin koimo, but when it walks through somebody else's chotzer, it asers on them. Therefore, the people living in the outer chotzer are not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Because since the inner people have a right to walk through it, we look as if the inner people are living on the outside also, and there is no erev, they can't carry out there. But Mashenken, the inner people that carry out in their inner chotzer, they're the only ones living there. The outer people don't have a right to walk inside. They have no drisus regel. Therefore, the inner people are allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Just the outer people can't carry out from their house to the chotzer. That's for the kiva shita. Now, the Gemara says a third shita, and we'll see in the Gemara really it's a third shita. The chachamim maimrim ein drisus regel es rosa. The Chum say nothing doing. Even if it's a regal hamoteris, they never aser. Or even a regal huasura. So the Chachamim will see things that can hold. That even in a case, let's say, that the Bnei Chitzoyna made an Erev. The people living in the Outer Chotzer made an Erev Chatzera together. The people living in the Inner Chotzer did not make an Erev Chatzeris. So therefore, the people living in the Inner Chotzer is called a Regal Ho'asura B'mkoymoy. In their Chotzer, they're not allowed to carry out. Still, when they walk through the Outer Chotzer, the Chum say nothing doing, they don't answer. There is Ein Dritzas Regulus Rosa. There's no such thing as that somebody else walking through your chatzar asses on you. It's only totally the people living in this chatzar. Did you make an Erev Chatzeris? Yes, it's mutter. So even though here it's only the outer chatzar that they made the Erev Chatzeris, it's mutter for them to carry out into their chatzar. Even though the people living in the inner chatzar did not make an Erev and has a right to walk through the outer chatzar, the Chum say it doesn't asser. That's the klal ain drisa seregles rosa. A drisa regle never asses. So there are three sheet this year. The loch is like the Tanakama that holds it depends. If it's a regal hamuteris from Kaimam, if the Pnimius made an error for themselves, so then, when they walk through the outer chotzer, they don't answer on the outer chotzer. So if each one made their own error of chotzeris, each one is allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Because the Pnimius is a regal hamuteris from Kaimam, when it walks through the outer chotzer, it doesn't answer. Mashenke, let's say the inner people did not make an Erubi chotzeris, so they're called a regal ho'asura b'mkoymoy. They are not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Then the Tanakhama says, yes, they asur. Even if the outer chotzer made an Erev Chatzeris, when the inner people walk through the outer chotzer, they asur on the outer people. That's the Tanakhama Shita. Rebbe Kiva says they always asur. Even in the case where both of them made an Erev Chatzeris and the inner one is mutter, still when they walk through the outer chotzer, they asur on the outer chotzer. And the Chum say nothing doing, even if the inner chotzer did not make an Erev Chatzeris. That as mamash also b'mkoymoy, still when they walk through the outer chotzer, if the outer chotzer made an Erev Chatzeris, they do not answer. So there's a three-way machlokes here. Right. Shochach echod min achitzoyna v'lo irev. Let's say one of the people living in the outer chotzer forgot to make an Erev. Is alocha hapnimius muteris. So the people in the inner chotzer, they also made their own Erev. So pshita, they're still mutter, because we don't care about the outer people. The outer people can't come into the inner chotzer, so the inner chotzer is mutter. But the outer chotzer is osur, because since there's one person that did not make an Erev Chatzeris there, he yasters on everybody. What about min hapnimius v'lo irev? What about one of the people living in the inner chotzer forgot to make an Erev Chatzeris? Is the locha then shteyem asuris? Then both of them are osur. And the chur, this goes even according to the Tanakhama. That since one of the people living in the inner chotzer didn't make an Erev Chatzeris, so he's called the regal ho'asur b'mkoymoy. And his chotzer, he's also to carry out from his house to his chotzer, from his house to the chotzer. Therefore, when he walks through the outer chotzer, he asks on the outer chotzer. So if one of the inner people forgot to make the Erev, then both of them are osur. Shem asurus. What about nosnu erevin b'mokim acher? Let's say these two chatzerim like wanted to get together and make like one big chotzer. So they put the Erev in one of the two chatzerim. And the Gemara says it means they put it in the chotzer achitzoyna. So the Pnimius put the Erev in the outer chotzer. In the outer chotzer. The Mokim Acher. V'shochach echod now, bein min ha-Pnimius, bein min ha-chitzoynius, v'loi Erev, ishteya masurus. If they put the Erev in the outer chotzer. Now whether one person forgot from the inner chotzer, or whether he is from the outer chotzer doesn't make a difference. Both of them are awesome. Because here, even if one person from the inner chotzer forgot, so vader it's awesome. Because he's a regular asur b'mkoymoy, and when he walks through the outer chotzer, he asks on the outer chotzer. And who then, if one person from the outer chotzer forgot, he also asks. Because here we can say, let the inner people look as if they're by themselves. And therefore, since nobody forgot, they should be mutter. Because here, lemaisa, where is the Erev? The Erev they put in the outer chotzer. So you can't tell the inner chotzer look like a special chotzer by yourself, because the Erev is in the outer chotzer. So you have to look like everybody's in the outer chotzer. And in the outer chotzer, one person forgot to make an Erev chatzeris, so he asks on everybody. Therefore, everybody is also. So they put the Erev in the outer chotzer, and one person forgot to make an Erev, whether from the inner, whether from the out, everybody is also. What about shocha? Shtei masuris. V'yim hoyo sho yichidim. Let's say these two chatzerim belong to single persons. There's only one person, one bias in the outer chutzur, and one bias in the inner chutzur. He is alocha einam tzrich narav. They don't have to make an erev at all. The pshat is, like each chutzur by itself, each person has a right to carry out from his house into the chutzur, because there's only one person living here. But the shaila should be, though, I, the inner person, he has the right to walk through the outer chutzur. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, the outer chutzur would be awesome, because there's a drisa sarega from the inside one walking through the outer one. But this part of the Gemara, Chura, goes like the Tanakhama. That holds that a drisa hamoteris from kindly, a person that's allowed to carry out in his own chutzur, when he walks through another chutzur, he does not ask for on the second chutzur. So in the inner chutzur, there's only one person living there. One person is allowed to carry out from his house into the chutzur. So that's called a regal hamuteris from kindly. He is allowed to carry out in his chutzur. Therefore, even now, when he walks through the outer chutzur, he doesn't ask for on the outer chutzur. So the mind said, how many people are living in the outer chutzur? Also only one. So that one person is allowed to carry out from his house into the chutzur. So in the case where in both chatzerim only one person lives, then you're allowed to carry out, each one of them carry out into the chutzur. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara. Kiyosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Amr Rav Yanai said, over the name of Rav Yanai. Zu Divri Rav Kiva. He said, like, Kamat, our whole Mishnah goes on according to Rav Kiva. The Omar Rav Kiva Shitter is, Afilu Regal Hamoteris Bim Koimor. Even in the case where the Pneumius, the people living in the inner chutzur, made their own Eruv HaChatzeris, that they are allowed to carry out in their own chutzur. Still, when these people walk through the outer chutzur, even if the outer chutzur made its own Eruv, nothing doing. These people walking through it break their Eruv. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So he says our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. But the Chachamim say, Kishem Sheregel HaMuteris, Eino Oiseris. Just like if the Pneumius made their own Erev. So they're called a regal that's mutter, they have a right to carry out in their own chutzur. So you're telling me that when they walk through the outer chutzur, they do not aser, and that's the halacha like that. Rav Yanai is saying though, kach regal hasura. Who are then if the Pneumius did not make their own Erev? That it's also for the Bnei Pneumius to carry out from their house into the chutzur. Still, ain't no aseris. They do not aser on the outer chutzur. It's in a case that the people living in the inner chutzur did not make an Erev Chatzeris. Only the people living in the outer chutzur made the Erev Chatzeris. He's saying, according to Chachamim, it's also mutter. Because the inner people, even though they're not allowed to carry out in their own place, when they walk through another chutzur, they don't answer. They don't answer at all. It's only Rabbi Kiva Shita that holds that it's also. That's what Yanai wanted to say. Now the Gemara is going to slug it up. Now the Chura Tanakam, it says, so not like that. So the Gemara Tanan, it says, now Mishnah, we learned now Mishnah, Irvo hachitzoina v'loy pnimis. Let's say the outer people made their own Eruv HaChatzeris, that's chotzer, v'loy pnimis. The people living in the inner chotzer did not make an Eruv HaChatzeris. Is the halacha shteihem asuris. Both chatzerim are rosser. Now what's the svara why? Because the inner one are rosser, pshita, they didn't make an Eruv HaChatzeris. So now, since it's called a regal who asura bim koimoy, they're not allowed to carry, when they walk through the outer chotzer, they asur on the outer chotzer. Who does this Mishnah go like? Eli, my Rabbi Kiva, you want to tell me this part of the Mishnah also goes according to Rabbi Kiva? Of the Zoy, my irregular Asura, why do you have to say the case is that the Chotz of Pnimis did not make an Erev that their regular Asura, the Hurafilu regular Muteris Nami? Rabbi Kiva, even if the inner Chotz would make their own Erev Bechatzeris, even if the inner Chotz they are allowed to carry out, it's a regular Muteris. Still, Rabbi Kiva holds when they walk through an outer Chotz, they ask them on the outer Chotz. Elo lav Rabbonin. The Churis Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. So you see, according to Rabbonin, that the reason why the Pnimis don't aser is because it's a regel hamuteris. But where it's a regel hasur, they do aser. So the Gemara liyerdam, no, lema al teyatak Rabbi Kiva. Maybe this Mishnah also goes according to Rabbi Kiva. For loizu avzu ketoni, enechnami. The Mishnah says two chidushim. Loizu avzu. Not only in a case where the Pnimis did not make an error. It's a regal ha'asura. They can't carry on their own chutzur. When they walk through the outer chutzur, they ask on the outer chutzur. But the Kiva says, then a bigger chiddush even. Even in the case where the Bnei Pnimis did make an Erev, and it's mutter for them to carry on the chutzur, still, when they walk through the outer chutzur, they ask on the outer chutzur. So it could be this part of the Mishnah is the Kiva, and it's Leizu Azukatoni. And Echnami, he really didn't have to say this chiddush, but he says it, and then he says a bigger chiddush. So this wouldn't be such a Shrekite and Rabbi Yanai. So the more another kasha. Tanan, Irvo Zula Yatzma, Vizula Yatzma. Let's say both of them made their own Eruv HaChatzeris. The Bnei Chitzoina and the Bnei Pnimis.